by in a 7-day period. At least that. And I forgot what it was for those who tell it every day. It was high. It was like 50-something percent every day. But and you may think, well, I wonder what Billy Graham lied in a week. What would he have lied about? People, don't do that to yourself. Understand what we're saying here. None of us are perfect before God. You can try and try and try. I tried so hard. The rich young ruler came to Jesus Christ. What do I have to do to enter the kingdom of God? Keep the whole law. Oh, man, I do. Man, I am good. I am so good. You can't believe how good I am at keeping the law. Sell everything you got and give to the poor. I'm not that good. And he walked away. Walked away crying because he wasn't going to enter the kingdom. But he wasn't going to give up his gold and silver. See? Is that the way to be saved? No. What was Christ doing? Showing that he's imperfect. I personally believe and want to believe rich young ruler came to grace. And we'll see him in heaven. And other people want to say, no, he's going to burn in hell and all that. I don't know why people get off trying to make being saved so hard. And they want to no, I don't believe that person's really saved. And it's just amazing to me how we work so hard to keep people out of heaven when God works so hard to get us all into heaven. But that's another discussion. Okay, that brings us to point four. Any questions on source, subject, recipient, or nature? Basis. Okay, because that's the heart right there of imputation. Point four. God imputes or gives you life. Human life. Sometimes we speak of God creating life at birth, human birth. But in reality, God gives life at the point of birth. Because God is life. I don't think God creates life. When he imputes life at the point of birth, he breathes to us the point of life. I don't believe he's creating a new life. I believe he's imputing life, giving us life. And because that's who God is. God is life. Now, this is the same pattern at our second birth, born from above, where God gives or imputes spiritual life, eternal life, to everyone who believes. And at that point, when you believe, at that point, you are imputed with perfect righteousness. Let me read to you. Don't turn there. We don't have time. But just so you can look at it, 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21, He, God the Father, made Him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be made sin in our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in or through Him. Another interesting passage is Genesis 15:6, first book of the Bible. Then he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and he, God the Father, reckoned or imputed to him as righteousness. Point five. Imputation of righteousness is the basis of justification. Once God imputes righteousness, then he justifies everyone who believes. You believe in Jesus Christ, instantly you're imputed righteousness, instantly you're justified. All this is instantaneous. You have eternal life, and you can never lose it. People who believe that you can lose your salvation don't understand imputation. Well, you can be so bad, stay away from him so long, you can lose it. People, you cannot lose this. This is a life given to you. It's like saying, if you as a human act like an animal, you're no longer a human. No, you're still a human. Base, but still human. You're still a Christian. You're still saved. It's yours. Finally, point six. Emphasis for every believer is on birth. Human birth, human life, where we receive an immortal soul. And then on second birth, where we receive a human spirit. The emphasis now is on how you're going to live your life, what you're going to do with it. One of the most wonderful things about America, one of the most wonderful things about freedom, Veterans Day,